Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead with our good friend Elise Benin. Elise is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the author of a number of books, including Stop Pushing Me Around. And she's our good friend Elise. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
How have you been?
I've been good. I've been busy.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yep.
Congratulations.
On
being busy.
Thank you.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
With the, pretty much 2007's history, right? I mean, if you haven't gotten it done by now, it's not going to happen.
That's true.
So what are we focusing on now? Are we focusing on 08?
We're definitely focusing on 08. And, you know, I mean, this is the time of year everyone puts down on paper their resolutions or their goals or whatever they want to call it. And I think inevitably, you know, we get 2 weeks into the year and those are long past. And so what I've been doing to help my clients is creating an actual marketing calendar that they can follow.
Hmm.
And I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but it is basically a marketing to-do list.
Yeah.
For every day of the year.
Every day?
Every single day of the year.
Wow.
So there are monthly objectives, weekly goals, and daily tasks, and lots of little boxes to check off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, the goal is to remind people what it is they're supposed to be doing for their marketing, because often, you know, people kind of forget what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, especially since marketing is not intuitive, and marketing is not something that we think about every day like we do buying and selling and taking care of customers and that sort of thing. So it needs to be kept top of mind in front of us, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So every day, though, that seems like a lot.
Why? Don't you do some marketing every day, Jim?
Well, yeah, but that's the business I'm in.
But that's the business everybody's in.
You can't run
your business without marketing it.
Good point. So what would be an example of something you do every day?
For example, I receive lots of email newsletters. And checking the ones that I contribute to, for example, would be something I should be doing every day. I should make sure my website is working every day.
Mm-hmm.
I should add the email addresses of any new people I met the day before
to
my contact list.
So, okay, if we collect email addresses that we're sending out, where we're pushing stuff out to people and reminding them of when their order comes in or when we get something in that they like or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. When we do that, then you're giving us credit for a little marketing task.
Absolutely. Well, okay. I mean, maybe your point
I like the way you're breaking this down to its basic levels.
Yeah, and it sounds like what your point is, and this may be the point, the perspective of many small business owners, is that marketing is the big thing. You know,
exactly.
It's the direct mailing that we're doing once a month, or it's the email newsletter. But it's all these teeny tiny tasks that if you don't use them to set the foundation, then you can't do the big things.
See, I'm trying to exactly. See, I'm one of part of my job on this show is to try to act like I think my audience would act if they were listening to you right now. And so if I were listening to you right, if I'm listening to you right now out there in flyover America or on the other side of the planet listening on the internet or whatever, and you said 365 and one-fourth marketing things to do, something every day, even on Wednesday, February the 16th, then I'm thinking, what? I don't have the budget for that.
Yeah, but a lot of these things take more time than money anyway.
But what you're doing, which I think is very smart, is you're pointing out that, hey, guys, marketing has become democratized now. It's become incrementalized. It's not about buying an ad or writing a letter just about those things or putting up a billboard or whatever. It's not just about that. It's the maintenance as well. You're giving us credit for doing maintenance on marketing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
I
it helps. It helps to make it part of our everyday life then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thus the calendar.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and one of the things that's interesting, I think, about the calendar is that it basically gives each month a theme also or a project.
Like what?
This month's focus is to create an email newsletter. So all of the weekly and daily tasks, not all of them, but some of them, are focused on achieving that month's goal.
So you kind of give us a little project to think about so that we can start it and complete it without running willy-nilly around to a bunch of projects.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so little by little, over the course of the year, you basically cover what I consider to be the five most effective marketing tools. And then some.
Which are?
Networking. Number one is networking. Number two is email marketing. Number three is a marketing smart website. Number four is having some kind of hard copy promotional materials. And number five is my favorite and yours, cold calling. And there are two versions of this marketing plan, one for startups and another for veterans, what we call veterans, people who are already in business.
How about that?
So, I don't know. I'm just trying to create tools here that will prevent people from making excuses for not doing their marketing.
Well, see, what you're doing is you're keeping us from putting it off because, mm-hmm. you know, this is a marketing for a small business is a big you know, it's a big thing that we got to eat and digest.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it if you try to eat it all at once. You got to do it little bits at a time. You got to take one bite at a time and chew it 26 times, right? Chew each bite 31 times or 20 times, 29 times, right? Stand by, Elise. We're going to take a quick break. We got Elise Benton as our guest, folks. And you know how much fun we have when Elise is here. We got more to come, more of that, right after these messages. Her book is called Stop Pushing Me Around. Stay with us.
Way back when, in 67, I was a dandy.
Jim, you are simply a world-class Hall of Fame hugger.
Got to be careful about that, folks, or you might get arrested. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Elise Benin knows about that, don't you, Elise?
About getting arrested?
No, about me, about my hugs.
Oh. Huh? That's right, I do.
You've had one of my hugs before, haven't you?
I have, not too long ago.
It's world class too, isn't it?
That it is.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, Stop Pushing Me Around is a new book. Give us the website, Elise.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Is that where we can find the calendar?
You can find the calendar there, and also...
Now, do I have to be one of your clients to buy the calendar?
Absolutely not. It's available to anyone.
Oh, so anybody can buy it?
Anybody, of course.
How much is it?
Why would I limit my market? It's $49.
Wow. For $49, I can buy this calendar.
It's a marketing plan.
Give me a tip, a marketing plan for it, and it gives me, and it breaks all the things I need to know down, right?
That's right.
For every day. Wow.
And it even has a little manual that goes along with it called Here's How to Use This Marketing Plan.
Wow. Congratulations. Well, now, if my audience comes to your site to get this, are you going to do anything? You got anything special for them just for my audience?
Yes, I will offer.
What can we sweeten the pot for my audience?
I will add in a free report.
Wow. What's that report about?
I don't know yet. I have to figure one out. But I will.
But you're going to give them a little extra. You're going to put a little cherry. Folks, she's going to put a little cherry on top.
That's right. Just
you.
Fill in the
But you
got
to say, you heard about it on my show, right?
Right. There's a spot on the form that you fill out to say how you heard about it. So anyone
say, hey, I heard about you on that crazy guy's show. And Blessing Game, what's his name? Blessing Game, and she'll put a little cherry on top for you, just for my audience, right?
Exactly.
It'll be good. I promise you, folks. Okay, so what are we doing now? What are the challenges of following through on this?
Well, again, you know, I mean, the thing about marketing is that no one can actually make you do it. We can provide lots of tools and lots of support and reminders, but I mean, of the people I speak to, one of the hardest things, they know what needs to be done, they just can't get themselves to do it.
Well, you know, do you think it's because, at least, all right, so if I'm thinking about marketing as this big decision rather than all these little bitty tasks,
mm-hmm.
then I'm thinking I'm the only one who can make that decision because it's my money.
Right.
But if I'm thinking of marketing as all the little steps that you're talking about, plus the big decisions. In other words, I'm the guy who decides that we're going to invest in a newsletter structure and a company to help us deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're telling us that it also some of the steps also includes collecting email and inputting them into the system, that kind of thing. I can let other people do that.
Absolutely, or Googling yourself every week to see where you are on the search engine rankings or your company name.
Yeah.
Checking your web traffic stats. I mean, there are lots of marketing things that need to be done on a regular basis that anyone can do.
You only Google yourself once a week?
Well, I have a Google alert on my name also.
There you go. Yeah, Google alert, that's a pretty cool thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Does your audience know what that is?
Tell them about it.
All right. A Google Alert is basically a free service that Google offers where you can punch in a keyword or key phrase, and every time something comes up new on the news, on the web, with that key phrase, then you get an email message with a link to whatever
like,
it is.
Like your name, your personal name, or your company name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My mother has a Google Alert on my name. That's
and
the
so
only
every
way
time,
keep
and,
track of
and,
what I'm doing.
And so every time you're on my show, and we publish that, it shows up.
That's right.
Yeah. How about that? That's pretty interesting. It's a free service. It is something to think about. Okay, what are some other things we need to know, Elise?
Well, I mean, the whole thing about keeping the momentum going for the marketing, this is the idea that I had, I want to know what you think, is would it help with the marketing calendar to have some kind of monthly call-in service where people can, you know, hear me talking a little bit about the monthly objective and some how-tos about what to do and maybe ask some questions?
I think it would, but as long as you have multiple levels of information.
Mm-hmm.
For example, remember what I said a minute ago about that the reason I think this is could work for small business owners is because you're breaking the tasks down into all the different levels of authority in a business.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't you know, there was a time when I put every new subscriber to my newsletter, I put them in the system myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's two people down from me right now,
mm-hmm.
in my organization who does that. So I don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
So as long as you had something in your monthly update for me and for all the different levels in my company,
mm-hmm.
see what I mean? That way, if I couldn't show up, or maybe I would say John or Sue, be sure to attend this and tell me what you learned.
Right.
How about that?
That's a good idea. And also to record it, I guess, so other people can.
What are you going to have archives, right?
Absolutely.
Are you going to archive it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Give us the website again.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Hey, Elise, let's have a good 2008 together. What do you think?
Yeah.
Are you in?
I'm in.
All right. Hey, thanks, Elise. See you next time.
Okay.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, check out her calendar. Don't forget to ask for that little cherry on top. Jim Blasingame, quick break, right back with Rick Lepsinger after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.